Simon & Schuster Audio presents Fatal Error by J.A. Jantz. Read by Karen Ziemba. Chapter 1. Peoria, Arizona. August. "Get on the ground," Allie Reynolds ordered. "On the ground now." "Make me," Jose Reyes said, glaring back at her with a withering sneer. "Try and make me, bitch." Jose Reyes was a stocky Hispanic guy in his early 30s, tough as nails, with the muscle tone of a serious weightlifter. A guy with attitude. One who could toss out schoolyard taunts and make them sound deadly. "I gave you an order."
"And I told you to go to hell."
Allie moved in then, grabbing his arm and setting up for the hip toss. Only it didn't work the way it was supposed to. Jose spun out of the way, and suddenly Allie was the one flying through the air. She landed hard on the gym mat, and with him right on top of her. The blow knocked the wind out of her and left her seeing stars. By the time Allie got her breath back, she was face down on the floor with her wrists at her back, imprisoned in her own handcuffs. Lying there under Jose's full weight, she felt a rage of impotent fury flood through her. She was still there, helpless but furious, when a pair of highly polished shoes appeared in her line of vision.
"My, my, little lady," Sergeant Pettit said. "I don't believe that's the way takedowns are supposed to work. He's the one who's supposed to be wearing your handcuffs."
Allie Reynolds was in week 4 of a 6-week-long course at the Arizona Police Academy. Of all the instructors there, Pettit was her hands-down least favorite. The class had started out on the 4th of August with an enrollment of 107 recruits, 5 of whom had been women. Now they were down to a total of 79. 2 of the original females had dropped out.
"Uncuff her," Pettit told Jose. "Good job."
The restraints came off. Jose tossed them to her, then he grabbed Allie by the elbow and helped her up.
"No hard feelings, Oma," he said with a sly Cheshire grin that said he was lying.
He had done it with malice and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?